You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning to the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with greater insights and inspiration and motivation to go deeper, to reach higher, to remember that we are always dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are in a now moment that requires us to pay attention, to give it attention, to come to attention, to be in a place and space where we are consciously, intensely intentional in doing that which is ours to do in this now moment of eternity, in really caring to go deeper in the light of the truth of the all that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. For we live in a day and time that a lot of people are really being manipulated through media, through commercial media. Even those who are part of it are still influenced by what they say and what edicts have come down from the government. But I am the one to remind us that first and foremost, we are dwelling on a planet that is suspended in nothing but eternity. And there are absolute and eternal laws that govern all of our being directly. And even though there are ones and ones who ignore the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence and the laws that govern us, and they have put themselves in a position to be government and have been vying for selection and election to these positions and whatnot, we still each are going to be held accountable to our obeyance and obedience unto absolute law. And because there is absolute law, it matters that we care to be harmonized within it, because there is no greater leverage over fear, insecurity, and manipulation and consistent intention by those who are government and by those who are investors in the corporate deities of death and genocide that is being perpetuated through a free enterprise and capitalistic system. We're in a now moment where we realize that those ones who have legislated and perpetuated and sown the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, they have to really experience the harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And that's not only going to impact and affect the ones who have succumbed to their products and their manipulations and working as managers and those ones who are the perpetuators of these systems of oppression, but it also will impact them and their families and their lineages also. And I know it's hard for many ones who have been privileged, who have been a part of the founding families of oppression, from the Queen and all of those ones who are part of those lineages and the Rockefellers and now Gates and these ones who feel as though they have been authorized by the intelligence of existence to practice and be gods here. And so therefore they have generated what seems to be unprecedented wealth over time, trillions and trillions of dollars in the enslavement of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the land as well as the people and the populace. So we, the people, are in a now moment where we realize that situations and circumstances and conditions are temporary, but there is eternal order. And there is the actuality and the factuality of truly being under the auspices of an eternal government and we are being selected to participate as the vehicles and vessels of its absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, to dwell in an absolute peace and poise and prosperity on behalf of the whole of existence itself, for the revitalization, regeneration, and the exaltation of a fallen humanity in this now moment. Sometimes it takes people to really have their backs up against a wall before they come out with everything they have. Sometimes it takes being in a place where you are realizing that something is truly wrong. But those of you who are putting on your mask and you are allowing yourself to dwell in fear so that we're creating more divisiveness and insecurity and whatnot, I'm telling you, we're in a now moment where you can step out of that and step into the light, come out of the dark, come out of the insecurity, and come into the sunshine to realize that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that blazes the sun and has the world turning and everything growing. And these people have selected this period of time to put us in a place of manipulation so that they can go ahead and be in the progression of what their agendas have been for generations. But they could not really estimate or guesstimate the God factor, because they don't think that anything or anybody is greater than what their own objectives are. And we were told to everything there's a time and a season. But the reality of it is that the times and the seasons are temporary. But the order of the eternal has always been in effect. And there have been always those who have been the ones who have been the messengers. Those who have really applied themselves, come away, did not pay attention to the ways of the world and the governments and the kings and this and that, because they were paying more attention to that which beats their hearts and that which breathes them. And it's only been one absolute and supreme presence this entire time, from the beginninglessness to the endlessness. And we are always in a now moment of eternity, and we will always be held accountable to our attention, our obeyance, and our obedience into that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And we were told we can't serve two masters. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that those ones who are manipulating you through the media, who are telling these lies, that if they really truly were concerned about the people, if they truly were concerned about great numbers of people dying from one thing, then they would not continually have alcoholic beverages and tobacco and whatnot legal. They close the churches and let the package stores be open. So I'm saying this is a methodology of an antichrist frequency and energy to have us in divisiveness. We can't gather. We can't socialize. We can't do this because they say so. Really? You give these people authority in your life when you are under the authority of that which is life itself and the order of life itself. And the lawgiver is not men. And those who are kind of men, because those who have lost their humanity, those who are delusional to think that there is some prosperity they can have at the detriment of everything and everybody, that they will dwindle down the population of over 7 billion people to 500 million people, and then they can survive it. They don't understand that they do not have the authority of the intelligence of existence to undermine the intelligence of existence, because there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and we each have been gifted it. And so those who've been educated, who have lent their time, their talent, their attention and whatnot to be the ones who have fabricated and brought all of these things, the scientists and the ones who've manipulated all of the viruses and created all of this stuff and worked for the CDC and the World Health Organizations, and all of these ones who are co-conspirating in the oppression of our global humanity, of which most are melanin-dominated people. We're in a place now where we, particularly those of us on this North American continent, have to come to a point if we care to really, really have a generational contribution to the wholeness and to the wellness. So you can choose, you understand, but to choose anything other than life is to choose death. To choose anything other than light is to choose death. To choose anything other than being completely aligned with the intelligence of your being is to choose death. Now, in the realm of eternity, how long will you be dead? And where the sins of the fathers and mothers are visited upon the children, if you have children, would you want them to be facing tragic dates with fate? And for those who've been influenced and have been manipulated into vaccinating your children and seeing the delayed speech and the delayed mental development and the autism and other issues that have come as a result of it, would you really prefer to have so many more children affected by these things? I'm just saying is that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, our responsibility is in the exaltation of life. And in order to exalt life, we have to be in a place where we care to exalt the harmony of the whole. We have to be in a place, if we would do it and do it the way that it needs to be done, where we will consciously seek the way that is the light that facilitates the greater good and the greater unfoldment and development and the progression of our lineages and the progression of our humanity and our global populace directly, but to serve those forces, what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flour, the sugar, the pharmaceuticals, the biotech, engineering, and all of that, to the point where you are not exalting a full life's urge, that you are being manipulated. You're just a pawn in the scheme of those who have very little light, very little love, very little anything that matters, because one, they will soon cease to exist. There is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that you can launch an agenda to kill almost everybody on the planet and survive it. And for those of us who are living and understand that we are not in a place where we can truly be happy as long as we are a detriment to ourselves, then the responsibility is to repent from our sinfulness, to come to a point and place where we will no longer undermine ourselves, consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly to no longer doing that which is detrimental. And so the alcoholism, the drug addiction, all of this is something that can be overcome. And where we have seen our parents, you know, when we were growing up, the fussing, the fighting, the molestation, the incest, all of this came as a result of how defiled their blood was from the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot. And very few people ever ask what makes a people feel entitled to be able to beat you and rape you and hang you and enslave you and all of this. I'm just saying is that it is such an aberration. You know, people think, oh, well, the competition and enslavement has always been there. Men have always warred against one another, and men have always spilled blood. And we grew up watching white people kill themselves on television and whatnot. We grew up with the reality of seeing how history has shown us the hangings, the beatings, the whippings, the this and that we've endured. But now to be in a place where everybody sees that they have been under siege, it's not just melanin, it's not just black people. It's everybody, and even those who were hanging us and beating us and raping us and whatnot, they were in and are still in need of liberation as much as anybody else. Because there is no way to truly benefit in life when you are not committed to the laws that govern life. And we're all doing time on Mother Earth because we are in the school of Earth residency so that we're able to master this realm. That is the realm of temporality, corporality, but it is still governed by spiritual law. And as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that are gifted to this planet through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, it is time for us to really enhance our perspective and our conception about where we are in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and why we are, to perfect ourselves and harmonize ourselves as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which would allow us to walk in the consciousness of our own immortality. To know that this is a place for us to master ourselves, to grow ourselves, to practice the laws, to love life, to come to a place where we become radiant in it. We are transcending, transforming, transmuting everything towards our greater good, realizing the oneness of life and working towards a perpetuation of that oneness, regardless of what hue of people we are, to come to a point where we're willing to put down our weaponry. We are realizing that we can't fight and kill other ones and then not suffer from it. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Those who live by the gun will die by the gun. Those who live by murdering and killing will be murdered and killed. I'm just saying is that the billions of creatures that have been usurped, that have been created and bastardized and poisoned and whatnot, and then their carcasses fed to people as happy meals and this and that. Don't think that we will be able to literally rejoice in being an exalted humanity feeding off of the carcasses of dead animals as if you were buzzards and vultures. You understand? But that practice of feeding off of the flesh of other ones, to love the spilling of blood, the taking of blood, just to be in a place where you ain't happy unless you killing and warring and fighting, and you understand that whole frequency and energy is created because of the violation that's charged upon the blood with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and crocodiles and alligators and monkey brain and bats and penises and of all of these things. I'm just saying, we're talking about a global humanity that has fallen from the graces of being the light bearers and being in harmony with the laws of existence because they kill. They deny the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And as a result of that, combined with all of the processed foods that they are consuming, the wheat, the oats, the rice, the noodles, the pastas, the breads, you understand, the cheeses, the eggs, this creates so much mucus in the body, it becomes like paste and glue in the system. And so when we look at the flesh eating and the mucus producing process food stuff, it's not really food for intelligences of existence, because we are literally all breath air. And first, we have to breathe. It is the breath that enlivens us. It is the breath and the air that has so much there that it is beyond what we can see. But we could not live except by virtue of our breathing. This constitutes the common unity and the harmony of us as beings directly, regardless of what hue of people we are. And we are all divinely designed and designed divinely to be vehicles and vessels of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be the progenitors and the perpetuators of lineages, to exalt a full effort in our living, to know our food, to excrete our waste, to know our kind, to literally use the light of supreme intelligence that we each have access to create win-win situations, communication, language, thoughts, you understand, all of this so that we each are able to bring our gifts, our talents to the world for the benefit of everything and everybody, not to the detriment of everything and everybody. See, there's only absolute and supreme intelligence. And to misuse it and abuse it, to manipulate it to the degree to which you create poisons. You understand? What value do you have in the world to just be poisoning people? You're completely expendable. There is nothing that you can do in the world that makes sense if you have no regard for the intelligence of existence and the order of existence. Your class or your race or your hue or your pedigree or your lineage does not authorize you to do that which is unlawful by virtue of the laws that govern existence. You're talking about lineages of people that have the right to be completely wiped out as a result of the sins of their forefathers against life itself, against humanity itself, against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. There is no way in hell that you'd be able to survive it. And so we don't have any grace and protection by virtue of our blackness. We don't have any grace protection because of our impoverishment. We don't have any grace and protection because of our ignorance. We don't have any grace and protection because of our whatever. Our grace and our protection comes as a result of us being wholeheartedly, intensely intentional to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the exaltation of life, and our being ordered within it, where we are aligning ourselves with our angels, our guides, our guardians to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where the edicts of a wicked people have no power in our lives. They have no authority in our lives. And if you give them authority in your life and you continue to be in violation of the law that is love, then you will get exactly what you deserve. Now, we and I want you to come to a point and place where you really care to be in a place where it really matters to you. That you live in the love of life. That you exalt a full effort, that you are laying foundation for the perpetuation of your lineages, exalting life, loving life, radiating and reflecting the truth of life, the harmony of the wholeness, doing that which is truly in your own best interest, in exalting a full effort in your living, reversing the issues that have crystallized in your tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, and coming to that point and place where you truly, truly care and will exalt an effort on a daily basis, just like you brush your teeth and bathe the outside of your body, including your anus, to cleanse the inside of your body, your whole digestive system and all your lymphatic systems and your respiratory, to be in a place where you are bringing life into your system, oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitating consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, so that you are literally creating a greater wholeness and wellness within yourself, within your cells, that there are no forces or bosses that have a greater power in your life than you do. There are no edicts that have been issued by those ones who are greedy, those ones who are sneaky, those ones who are liars and bastardizers and usurpers and subjugators and dominators, that they have no power and authority in our lives except we give it. And how it is that a few people upon the planet can make a determination that they have the right to eliminate over 90% of the people on the planet. Now, the issue is this, is that there is purpose in existence. And where the people have lost their inherent purpose in existence, they have truly lost about everything because they've lost their connection to destiny. Destiny is off the planet. The planet in and of itself, we are spinning in space, and the space in which we end is eternity already. And so we did not emanate from the planet. We have come to the planet. And so at funerals, it says, from the dust you've come, from the dust you'll return. And people think it's the dirt. And I'm saying, no, it's the cosmic. And so this is school for us. And people are still wanting to pay all of this money to go to school. And I'm saying, no, life is school. Let's learn our lessons. Let's apply the lessons of love. Let's apply the lessons of creating the order and creating the harmony with that which is cosmic. We are citizens of the cosmic. There is no nationality that is greater than being a citizen of the cosmic, being one who is aligned with the forces of existence, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which beats your heart, breathes breathes us and has designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto it directly. And where there are many of us, where there are masses of us who care to be in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, there is nothing that these people can do to us because we're not participating. There's an affirmation that I give with my clients is that the Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. There is nothing that can work against us. Everything will work towards our greater good, particularly when we are wise enough to do nothing detrimental to ourselves and ourselves. And having participated in a system of adulteration, then it's necessary for us to go through that process of repentance, to no longer lust for the things that have literally undermined us, to create the inebriation, the intoxication, the violations charged upon our blood with the rot of other beings, the alcohol and the drugs and the pharmaceuticals and whatnot. These things will never, ever promote the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization for the cellular regeneration. So you have to choose. Well, you don't have to, because if you're already on the path of death and you don't choose to do anything different, you've already chosen. The issue is that you would have never, ever fulfilled destiny. You would have never walked in the fullness of the gift that you are to the planet. And so I'm the one who really cares that we care to do that which is truly ours to do, that we care to be disciples of truth and bearers of light, that we care to honor the lineages that we represent by consciously caring to invoke and call forth the greatness of them, even though we may not have seen the fullness of the greatness of them. But for those of us who know that we were loved, for those of us who had the benefit of some grace and protection, we had housing, we had food, they did the best that they could do for us. But the intelligence of existence is always there first, and we have a direct connect to it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. So is it a wonder that they would have you wearing masks that would inhibit your oxygenation and your breathing? That this coronavirus, all these viruses and bacteria, you are already steeped in viruses and bacteria, of which the coronavirus is just one virus, right? But it's not strong enough to take you out. The thing that is inhibiting or giving you the vulnerability to whatever it is you suffer from is because of what you do on a daily basis that's creating blockage and obstruction of your nerve force in your brain and your spinal cord and the energy that really keeps you going as an electromagnetic field of energy and personality and all of that. But you are creating blockage and obstruction in your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your endocrine system, your lymphatic system, your digestive system, your eliminative system, your reproductive system. You understand? So if you're blocked and obstructed, and you're creating the blockage and obstruction, you understand? So this next thing that I can anticipate happening as a result of how many have been raised on the flesh of animals that were fed the flesh of other animals in this human form of mad cow. See, this thing they're talking about affects your respiratory system, your breathing. So the bronchitis, the pneumonia, people have already been dying from all of this. They have filled up on so much starch and so much poison that their bodies just cleanse, try to cleanse. Now we have to be wise enough to facilitate that cleansing, to consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. You'll never have anything greater than yourself. There's nothing you can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded that is greater than the who that you are. And these people did not create you. They didn't design you. They really don't have any power over you. Now, as masses of people standing up, no longer serving the forces of stupidity, inebriation, intoxication, and whatnot, yeah, well, we have the opportunity to create a whole new world. The issue is, will you become a whole new you from the inside out? Now is your time, and you have the support. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and prayerful that you are ever more in inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme, whose presence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, fills all spaces, is all pervasive, beats our hearts, breathes us, and has designed us divinely and divinely designed us to be vehicles and vessels of its absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and purposes. And I'm the one to remind us that that is where we are, that's who we are, that's what we should be doing. And in light of and in spite of all of the issues that are going on, everyone is saying, oh, there's so much going on, but there has always been so much going on. And in the midst of it, the intelligence of existence is that which has gifted itself to absolutely everyone and everything. And we are in the progression of it, and the progression of all of the seeds that have been sown. Consciously and unconsciously, we have the opportunity to come face to face with the consequences of our choices that we've been making consistently over time, and also to be in a place where we have the opportunity to self-correct and to reverse the issues that we've created consciously or unconsciously that we may not be pleased with. To realize that in this now moment, we have cosmic support in this quickening to be quantum leaping into absolute reality so that those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and truth have no impact and effect in our lives. But it requires the sacrifices of knowing that you have and we have absolute law to attune ourselves to, and that in that attunement, we come into harmony and balance, and we're able to circumvent some of the devastation that is on the horizon as a result of the progression of the violation that has been in full effect over a period of time in terms of the seeds that have been sown in the inception of this country. The seeds that were sown for the building and the establishment of this country as what they would want to be referred to as a world power, but to come into a place and space where we realize the delusion of the bluff and grandeur, the posturing of feeling so great at the oppression, suppression, the degradation, the violation through capitalization. And to realize that those seeds that were sown in the establishment of this country on the blood of our indigenous ancestry, and the blood have been spilled through the murder of billions of creatures and whatnot, that we as a global humanity have to take responsibility for getting into as much light as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, by consciously caring to be cleared emotionally and mentally through the forgiveness of ourselves, the forgiveness of all else, but also the application, the submission and surrender through our remorse, through the acknowledgement that we have been in error, that everything that we've done has not been in the best interest of anything and everyone, and we cannot be complicit and co-conspirating, complacent with the agendas of suppression and oppression and capitalization and murder and slaughter, and then turn around and feed off of the flesh and the carcasses and the progeny of those ones who have been so oppressed and poisoned And we are in a place and space where, on behalf of our lineages, all of those that we have come through, and this is a message not for just Black people, it's a message for all people, it's a message for all of us on behalf of all of life. And to realize that we each, regardless of what hue of people we are, we're all breatharian first. We have to breathe. Breathing is essential. It is the breath and that which animates us by virtue of the intelligence of that which is in the air and our capacity for breathing intelligently designed so that we are truly enlivened, maintained, and sustained by the breath. And so to have foodstuff marketed to us consistently over time, from the breakfast cereals and the cow's milk to the dairy products, the eggs, the flour products that create so much mucus and paste in our systems that breathing becomes obstructed from all of the mucus that accumulates and hardens within our tissues, within our lungs and our bronchial tubes and throughout our bodies. And so we're having to realize that the cry of "I can't breathe" that has been so highly publicized as a result of the wickedness and the brutality of those who have been licensed to kill, who themselves have been so oppressed at the cellular level through being fed the flesh of violated creatures and the alcohol and the tobacco and all of the sugar and all the pasty stuff. We have to realize that everybody is under siege, and there are those of us who realize it, and there are those who are delusional, who don't have a clue and need to freaking wake up to realize that you are oppressed and your wickedness is not a badge of honor. That we have to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us to realize that there is absolute law that governs all of our lives and there is justice. But the justice that is already being exacted in this pandemic that has been issued and facilitated through the efforts of the United States Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, the beef industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the alcohol industry, and whatnot, is to really usurp the life force of other ones. And so I'm saying that when we realize that the system is brutal, the system is criminal, the system has the right to be destroyed, the right to have those of us who would come to light, to come to order, to come to leadership. Because those who are in leadership and who have been complacent and complicit with their own cellular oppression and whose bodies are filled with the toxins of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries, that you all are not in a position to lead. Nor are you in a position to teach. And everyone now has to come to a point in place where you realize there's a right way to live. There's a right way to perpetuate life. There's a right way and a responsibility that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in the exaltation of life at all times. They're creating a system of oppression as an agenda, a plot and a plan to dwindle and depopulate and genocide through a free enterprise system. The justice of that is death. The justice of that and the marginalization of our indigenous families, our aboriginal families, the oppression and the enslavement of our African ancestors, and the continued violation against those of us who are of color and the animals. Then understand there are tragic dates with fate that are coming. And the earth and her creatures have first right and are first in line to be fully liberated from the toxic minds and the evil hearts that are operative through defiled bloodstreams and defiled spirits that dress themselves up and puff themselves up as if they have supremacy and right to rule, when all they do is literally oppress, suppress, ruin, and devastate everything and everybody they touch. We're in a now moment where we can be completely freed from the foolishness, completely freed from the foolhardy, completely freed from the wickedness, to come away from being out of the trajectory of those who are on a cataclysmic ride with demise. See, it's not just about having and separating as a nation of people, but to really come to a place and space where we realize that there is nothing that is guaranteed success except the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God. Because under the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, those who have misled, oppressed the mental capacity of ones and ones to not have an understanding and an understanding as to who and what we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, those who have set themselves up as the intermediators between these ones who have beating hearts and breathing ones, and between that which beats our hearts and breathes us, we don't need an intermediary. Particularly those who have no real love and light, and they are delusional to think that they have been given the right to intercede in the relationship between the intelligence of existence and all of its self manifesting and womb manifesting through all other ones, all humans and all of those who are not human. There is nothing but intelligence of existence, and that intelligence is so absolutely intelligent to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone that it would never demand itself to kill itself over here to exalt itself over there. So we're having to realize that there is order in existence, and the order is in the progression of law, and the progression of law and the order has to come through the exaltation of cleanliness. And because we are seeing all of the filth and the pollution that has come, that is in the waterways, that is on the earth and whatnot, that has specifically come as a result of the perpetuation of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and garbage food, which the refuse is what constitutes the filth that's in the streets. But the real filth is in the tissues and the bodies of the and the bloodstreams of the people. And so we're being called to rise through our conscious care to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to realize that there is no separation that can be made from the wickedness except it be made internally at the cellular level, so that we no longer have the same desires and aspirations and habits and addictions that their products have facilitated. No one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of existence or the laws of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. It is not the will of existence, nor is it the order or the law of existence to be the perpetuators of death and to feed death to living ones, to industrialize the process of murder and slaughter and killing, to feed. This is a primary aberration as to what it is to be human, totally antithetical to the divinity of existence. And therefore, we see the evidence of the vileness, the defilement, the wickedness, the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, the violation, the disenfranchisement, the discontent, the dissatisfaction, the disturbances, the dis-ease as a result of that. And so sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business and livelihood is definitely not sustainable. And those who are the perpetuators of it, those who have created the systems with which to deal with it in terms of the American Medical Association, the doctors, the pharmacists, the psychiatrists, and all of those ones, the military and the prison industrial complex, and all of those who maintain these systems of oppression, to realize that you are creating your own disease and laying a tragic date and fate with your own death as a result of your complacency, your complicity, and your co-conspirating and facilitating, managing, and perpetuating the oppression. We are in a now moment where we have to realize the divinity of what it is to be, and that all beings, all men, all wombed men have been affected by the systems of things, and that we as individuals have to come to a point and place where we are no longer a detriment to ourselves and our cells. To be in a place where we realize that the spirit that animates us is greater than that which man has created. And see, so many people keep focusing so much energy on all of the things that men have created. All of your focus is on man and what the distortion and dysfunction and degradation and all of the ugliness and whatnot, so that in the midst of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, you are not really allowing the divinity of being to really be foremost in your conscientiousness and your consciousness and your mindfulness and your thoughtfulness. Our perception and perspective is facilitated and predicated on the cleanliness of our blood and our tissues. And all of the disease that is already pandemic, and I am not really addressing that which they refer to as the coronavirus and that which is there that they're perpetuating as the pandemic. No, the pandemic is the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes, the cancer, the upper respiratory issues, the suicide, the kidney and liver issues and stuff, that there are so many other things that have already been pandemic. The reality that there have been more lives and more livers, more families destroyed by alcohol and tobacco use and misuse, than all of the wars that people have fought, these wars have claimed, that we have to really have a right thought about this whole thing. And that whatever viruses or bacteria that you should be concerned about in terms of risking your life, they're already in you as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors and flavors and all of this, where your body temple has been turned into literally a cemetery for decaying and over-preserved carcasses that are not rotting. So you have the rot of some things, the fermentation of this, the decay, the decomposition, and then you have that which is just sitting there, festering in the organisms and whatnot. So I'm just saying is that wearing a mask is not going to facilitate any real protection when you are already filled with all manners of things that they're not even looking for. So if they're going to test you with something that they've just now created, but the heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, and all of these things, we already have so much testing and so much of that, so much medication and pharmaceuticals and chemo and all of these toxic therapies for these things. But then they're going to test you for a coronavirus when you've got pathogens and worms and organisms and whatnot eating you alive, and nothing is being said about this. That's what I'm saying. You cannot trust a government who has it at heart to undermine its populace. And so I'm the one to exalt that there is no such thing as white supremacy. What we have is idiocy and stupidity that has run amok because it's not sustainable. And so we are realizing that Mother Earth and Mother Nature have the last stand. That the people, those who are sheeple, who are just following whatever these people say, these ones and ones, I call them bozos, whatever they're saying, you're following them, right? And you're walking around with masks, you're walking, running, biking, and whatnot with a mask on, okay? So I'm just saying is that it's going to facilitate even greater sickness, illness, and disease. One, because you have not stopped eating the stuff that's causing the real sickness, illness, and disease. You've not stopped drinking. You've not stopped smoking. I'm like, why in the hell would you be masking and then continue to oppress yourself and undermine yourself? And so at some point, we have to be responsible for asking and knocking and seeking and consciously caring to really live. But just following these people and what they say, and you see that they run amok, you can't trust them. You can trust that you can't trust them to have our best interests at heart when sickness, illness, disease, and death are multi-trillion-dollar business and economy. And so we cannot expect that the government will change even with a change of party or presidents or whatever. It's not going to change until you, the people, change and you stop buying the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. Stop eating it. Stop making it available. Stop handling it. Stop working for these companies. Put yourself in a place and space where you are completely committed to life. You're completely committed to the exaltation of life. You're completely committed to glorifying and honoring the legacy of the lineages that you represent, that you are completely committed to serving life as a progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, that you are consciously caring to be free, to be liberated, to come to that place where you are doing everything you possibly can to reverse whatever issues have already started crystallizing in your tissues as a result of eating all of this garbage food, stuff that is not really food. So we're going to have to really, I guess, change the language in the sense that if food is that which we have been taught to eat and it is a tool being used of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, and the chemicals that are in the food, and to understand that that word that they have called diet, D-I-E, and the cross that's on the graveyard, you understand? So no, our methodology has to be cellular liberation, since the methodology of our oppression is cellular oppression. And it affects absolutely everybody. And so those ones who would prefer to continue to feed off the carcasses of dead animals, then let us know that these are not ones that you need to be in obeisance to, because they are not fit to govern. And there's really no one to really vote for if they are not exalting the laws of existence and creating a moratorium on killing. And many of you, because you've accepted or feel or believe that you're supposed to be dying from something, and you're saying, well, everybody dies. And I'm saying, if there was no agenda to ensure your cellular oppression, your anesthetization, inebriation, intoxication, violation, subjugation, domination, if you didn't have all of this programming towards demise, then you could live and really live well. But to put people in a place where they do not strive to exalt a full effort in their living because the effect of the chemicals, the pesticides, herbicides, larvicides, nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, BHA, BHT, all of these things, the effect that they have is to modify the behavior to the degree to which we are not able to function as all intelligences do in the exaltation of a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, doing everything to exalt a full effort in expressing the intelligence of our own being. The squirrels do it, the birds do it, the bears, the polar bear, everything expresses its intelligence. In exalting a full effort in its living, knowing its food, excreting its waste, knowing its kind, perpetuating itself, and consciously caring and able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, or when they sense that their lives are being threatened, then they will respond. They will either fight back, they will run, they will attack, they will do something. But to be complicit and complacent with the agents of death against us is the evidence of our behavior having been modified. And in light of it, in spite of it, where we exalt a full life's urge to affirm and declare that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is nothing that man can create that is greater than that which is foundation, causation, and the whole fabric of existence itself. And our clearing and purification allows us to be aligned with it. Our oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination is the way in which we are able to be harmonized one with the other wherever we are. To know that we have the opportunity and the right to be corrected, to be redirected, and to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected on behalf of the wholeness of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of the creatures, and every hue and race and nation of people, because we are literally all one. Intelligence. The gift that we've been given as life is the greatest gift we'll ever have. And there is no wealth that we will ever have that is greater than the intelligence of existence that we each have already been given. We didn't have to hoard for it. We didn't have to beg, borrow, or steal for it. We have it. And we can regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, exalt it, and be completely resurrected in the light of the truth of our being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, in the name of and to the glory of the lineages that we represent and all of those who sacrificed so that we have greater access to the wealth of ourselves. You're being called to rise. You're being called to cleanse. You're being called to care. And now is the time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.